Welcome to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you prosper by working in harmony with the universe. Hello, everyone. This is Madeline Gerwick, and thanks to the Dr. Pat Show, I'm with you each week at this time on Fridays. I'm a certified astrologer and the author of The Good Timing Guide, which provides you good timing for all your activities. I'm also the co-author of The Complete Idiot's Guide to Astrology. My degree is in economics, and I specialize in business, economic, and personal astrology. And I also help people achieve prosperity in all areas of their lives. Now, on this show each week, we discuss tools and ideas that you can use to work in harmony with the universe and increase your prosperity. And today, after I tell you about what's up in the heavens, I'm going to take your calls and give you my prosperity tip of the week. And next Friday on May 25th, I'll be traveling for the next 3 weeks. So I've arranged for an encore of a great show I did in 2010 with Steve Behrman, also known as Swami Beyond Ananda. From Darwin to We All Win. The following week on June 1st, I'll have a special guest. Lee Carroll, who channels Kryon, the Earth's Magnetic Master, will be here. And also, there will not be a written What's Up in the Heavens on May 25th. June 1st or June 8th, so hang in there, or get my 2012 Good Timing newsletters if you can't live without that info. What's Up in the Heavens will resume on June 15th. Now, before I tell you what's up in the heavens, I want to let you know that I'm now doing Venus retrograde consultations. May 15th through June 27th, we're in a rare and intense Venus retrograde period because of other cycles that occur with it. This is the time we're rethinking our values, relationships, and finances. If you have issues related to these areas, this is the perfect consultation for you. These are designed to be 30-minute consultations. However, your situation could take longer. See my website for more details at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And look for the link to the Venus Retrograde Consults at the top of the homepage. And I also want to mention a great book, which is Einstein's Business, Engaging Soul, Imagination, and Excellence in the Workplace. Now, this book is an anthology of great ideas from well-known people and authors like Oprah, Steve Jobs, Stephen Covey, Donald Trump, Robert Kiyosaki, John Gray, Scott Peck, Tom Peters, Paul Hawken, Peter Senge, Faith Popcorn, Margaret Wheatley, Thomas More, Mark Victor Hansen, Martha Stewart, and more. And I was very fortunate to be asked to contribute a chapter to this book. Now, my chapter discusses good timing for business success in Nature's Business Guide. And I have to tell you that I read this book from cover to cover, and it's one of the best books I've read for business ideas. My favorite chapter was actually written by Ray Anderson, who tells an amazing success story for his company, by doing good for the earth. Now, you can get this book on my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And the link to this book, Einstein's Business, is right on the homepage. It's on sale right now, so check out this book and enjoy its great wisdom and ideas. So, what's up in the heavens? Well, first of all, we're now in Venus retrograde, which started on Tuesday, May 15th. And this cycle will last through June 27th. Now, this six-week cycle typically occurs once every 19 months, and it's the time when we rethink our money, our relationships, and values. Now, this is not the time to introduce new products, start new companies, or try to put deals together. If you're like most people, you won't have time to do that anyway. In fact, I wouldn't be surprised at all if you have some big financial or relationship issues staring you in the face right now. So focus on that instead. This is actually a good time to refinance a loan, assuming you can get one for a better interest rate. And in the relationship department, just sometimes an old lover shows up again. Venus retrograde is also a time when we rethink our values. Not to worry. I'm sure the goddess Venus will be tapping you on the shoulder to reconsider an important value now. She tends to get up close and personal when she retrogrades. And it's also common for separations and divorces to be announced during Venus retrograde. However, as I mentioned last week on my show, this Venus retrograde is very intense and includes rare cycles which are likely to indicate extreme financial or relationship situations. Venus is what we call out of bounds now, meaning that she is much higher in the sky at night now. This Venus is into extremes, and this is exactly what we're seeing. J.P. Morgan Chase lost well over $2 billion on some trades, basically betting the wrong way on the economy. Greece is about to leave the Eurozone and default on its bonds, which, by the way, will have an enormous impact on our top five big banks. And they could even go bankrupt. Then we have Spain and Italy with surging interest rates, which are unsustainable. And money, there are bank runs going on in Spain and Greece. So what else could happen? Venus also represents money and the value of our money. And since she's retrograde now, this could be a time when our money could get revalued. I've been warning you about this for quite a while. Now would be a very good time to get gold or silver coins. Gold is likely to go to $5,000 per ounce for its high. And silver is likely to go to $150 per ounce for its high. So either one or both would be good investments now. But if you decide to buy, do so as quickly as possible while the prices are still low. They'll start climbing soon with the news we've had lately. And I think we're looking at the low right now in both gold and silver. And what could happen if our dollar gets revalued? Well, with our debt level, it would be revalued downward, and the rumor is that it will be devalued by 40%. Also, with this Venus retrograde, Venus turns around and moves backwards when it's just 2 minutes away from a trine with Saturn. Now, Venus trine Saturn is an excellent cycle for long-lasting relationships and business partnerships. It's also typically an excellent cycle for signing long-term contracts. But this time, Venus is having second thoughts. She's not yet ready to move forward with this relationship for some reason, so be careful if you're in the midst of starting a long-term contract or relationship. You may find you need to rethink certain parts of it. Venus will finally meet up to trine Saturn on July 31st when Mercury is retrograde and a lot of rethinking has occurred. Now, on top of this, we have a solar eclipse this Sunday, May 20th. Now, this solar eclipse is at 0 degrees Gemini. So if you have any planets between 26 Taurus and 4 degrees of Gemini, or between 26 Scorpio and 4 degrees of Sagittarius, then this eclipse will definitely impact you. Now, the good news is that the primary meaning of this eclipse is that it tends to bring success. This is especially true for situations associated with long periods of hard work. And now you finally get the rewards. It's also a great eclipse for situations that involve an obsessive idea. So pushing for acceptance of that idea now can create breakthroughs that bring rewards. Now, all eclipses have a 30-day window before and after the actual date of the eclipse when an eclipse event can occur. Now, this window is between April 20th and June 20th. Now, this solar eclipse on Sunday has the Sun and Moon in Gemini square to Neptune. So right away, we know that something is dissolving while Venus is retrograde and out of bounds. So we're likely to see a major financial situation dissolve. We may have deceived ourselves about it for too long, and now the gig is up. This could relate to the situation in Greece, and it could relate to our own banks or both. We could also become aware of when or how our leaders have deceived us, or they may have an unclear vision of where they're taking us or the economy. And on a personal level, you may experience emotional confusion, especially related to money or a relationship situation, or you may feel sick with flu or something that's hard to diagnose. Now, this solar eclipse also shows multiple entrenched issues. And the first one's related to entrenched power issues and discussions related to them. So you will commonly find these issues related to work, the banks, and other powerful organizations. So watch out about getting caught in these discussions. They only create more entrenched power issues. So focus instead on what you would like to create and start talking about that. The second issue is related to entrenched structures that need to morph or change into something different. And you may have always done something a particular way, but that's not a good reason to keep it that way. Technologies have shifted, and many processes, methods, and structures have shifted with it. So be careful that you don't misuse power to maintain the status quo. The stock market also has some support, but it appears to be on the verge of a major upset or a major shift in direction. So be careful. It could be headed downwards for the next 3 months. Now for a tip from my 2012 Good Timing Guide. This week, your tip is this. Whenever we have any eclipse, even a good one, the final result of all new starts is iffy. Any new starts within a week of an eclipse, yes, a week before or after the eclipse, can have various outcomes, including negative ones you don't expect. So hold off on starting new projects. This is the time to rethink your finances and relationships and values instead. So focus on that instead. Now, lastly, just a quick reminder that you can sign up to receive your own copy of What's Up in the Heavens. It's a copy of the information I give you each week on this show, so you don't have to take notes. You can get this in your email on Fridays by registering for it on my website. And to do so, just go to my site at askmadeline.com and look for the What's Up in the Heavens link on the left side of the homepage. That's askmadeline.com, and it's free, so get signed up today. Now, do you have a question for me? When we come back from the short break, I'll be taking one or two calls, and I can answer personal, business, timing, economic, and prosperity questions. And if you have a personal question, I need to know your birth date, time, and location. You can call me now at 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
Psychic Dougal Frazier, the queer guy with a third eye, one of the country's most popular psychics, joins Transformation Talk Radio with a call-in advice show that will provide insights and information on creating your best life. You've seen him on The Real Housewives of Orange County, Dancing with the Stars, and so much more. From gurus to gossip, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Frazier Show will both inspire and crack you up with laughter. Tune in every Tuesday at 10. It's the Dougal Frazier Show.
Are you upside down on your home loan and facing foreclosure? Washington's Foreclosure Fairness Act takes effect on July 13th and requires your mortgage holder to grant you a face-to-face meeting to negotiate modifications to your loan that may let you keep your house. More than 5,600 homes were seized in the first 3 months of this year in the state of Washington. Don't let this happen to you. Visit foreclosurefairness.net. That's foreclosurefairness.net. Or call 206-818-9732, your home safety net.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com, transforming the world one listener at a time.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Welcome Welcome back to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you prosper by working in harmony with the universe. Now, right now, I'm taking one or two calls, and I believe we actually have time for one more caller today. So if you would like to get a reading, just call in, and for personal questions, I need to know your date, time, and location of birth. The number to call is 1-800-930-2819. That number again, 1-800-930-2819. And after that, I'll give you my prosperity tip of the week. Now, before I take your calls, I want to quickly remind you that if I don't get to your call today, you can easily arrange a consultation with me on Monday by quickly calling my toll-free number, 877-524-8300. And that number again, 877-524-8300. And after Monday, I'll be back to doing client work on June 13th. So there is a little bit of space on Monday available if you need a consultation quickly. I offer both business and personal consultations to help you and your business get headed in the right direction. And remember that through the end of June, I'm also offering Venus retrograde consults for those financial and relationship issues that are coming up now. Okay, Benny, do we have some callers?
We do. Let's start things off with Diane. She's calling in from Redmond, and she's looking to boost, of course, her personal finances, which I think a lot of us are trying to do these days, which is always on our mind. So, Diane, welcome to the show in Cosmic Connections.
Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, hi, Diane. You're welcome.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. And so you're looking to boost your finances. And what is your situation at the moment?
Well, I'm as you can see by my birthday, I'm way beyond retirement, and it just isn't in the near future. And I just have a lot of added expenses. I have a child going through cancer treatment and a number
wow.
of other things. And
so you're still working?
I am.
Okay, I see. Okay, so you're still working, and you would like to not perhaps work.
Well, I'd like not to have to work, but I'd also, as long as I have to work, I would like to improve my finances so that it's, I don't know, it's not quite such a struggle.
Do you have any way to make money independently? I mean, you know.
Well, I work independently. I work as a personal chef.
Oh, you do? Oh,
yeah,
great.
I work for myself. And I've
Fabulous.
Been doing that for 25 years. But
okay. Well, it looks
the workload is amazing.
Yes. Okay, so raise your rates.
Oh, well, I've done that, but you can only charge so much without turning people away, and I don't, you know, I don't like to do that. I just, you know, I thought maybe there was something else I could do that might be more financially beneficial.
Well, it looks like you have a period right now where a lot of money could come into you through your work, and this is going to be going on for roughly a little more than a year. Until probably roughly next June. So you've got a very good period right now where you could have a lot of income come to you. So if you have any way, sometimes when we are, I'm not looking at your business chart, I'd have to see your business chart to tell you whether or not it would work for your business per se,
mm-hmm.
but on your personal chart, sometimes we are fishing in the wrong pond. So
mm-hmm.
what might seem like a price increase that might drive somebody away on one scale may not even be considered a blip for somebody else.
Well, that's true. That's true.
So you might be thinking about fishing in a bigger pond or a pond where there are perhaps more prosperous people.
Okay. I'm at this point charging probably the maximum in my field for what my competition does, and so I have not wanted to go beyond that. And most people I work for anywhere from 5 to 15 years.
I see. Right. So can you expand your business by hiring other chefs?
Oh no, it's not bad at all.
But, not that way, right?
No. Okay, I would encourage you to think about how this extra money can come to you.
Okay.
Because at your current mindset, you're blocking it from coming.
Well, that could be.
So I would think about that, because it's always us that blocks it. It's nothing else outside of us.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that optimistic outlook, and I'll work on it.
Yeah, and, you know, there's two classes online that might help you. The Art of Conscious Language, that's on my site, The Art of Conscious Language. It's under our 8 Keys classes for prosperity, and it's only a two-class program, and then 8 Keys to the Ultimately Prosperous Business.
And well, thank
that one
you.
Is, yeah, going on right now, but you can take it at any time, and it's a very excellent program. That's an 8-week program.
Well, thank you very much.
Yeah, yeah, and both of those could help you with making those changes.
Well, I need all the help I can get at this point, and thank you so much for your recommendation.
We all do.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. So, Benny, has somebody else called in?
Yes, Madeline, sorry about that. Just wrapping it up, and appreciate Diane from Redmond calling in. So we'll quickly head off in the opposite direction. We have Mike calling in from Tacoma, and I'll give the information to you, Madeline, so whenever you're ready.
Okay, hold on 1 second. Mike, okay. And what's Mike's birthday?
9-9 of 43.
Wow. Okay, and what time was he born?
7 p.m.
Wow. On the money.
Yeah.
Okay, and where was he born?
Tacoma, Washington. So he was born and raised,
right.
Where he's calling from. Yep, well, that's where he's calling in
cool.
from, too. So.
All right,
and he's also looking for a little more success in his life as well, so more on the financial side. So, Mike, welcome to the show. What's up?
Okay, I always appreciate Benny. He's a super guy, and I wish there was more like him.
I agree.
Wow, I appreciate that. That's a big compliment. I appreciate that on a Friday, too.
Yeah,
I wish Benny the best, and he becomes totally successful in what he wants to do in life. He's a caring person. God bless him. So.
Yeah, absolutely right. And talented, too.
Yeah. You can say that again. Yeah.
Man,
I'm just going through a real unusual time right now, and it seems like I've been running up against certain bumps in life, and people kind of ignore me. And I've had money in my life, but I couldn't seem to find an avenue to better myself with that. And so right now I'm really questioning what I'm doing here, and money doesn't seem to kick it with me. But I know that I need to get financially secure, and I'm 68 right now, so stuff right now.
Okay, the first thing I want to tell you is that you've been going through, particularly this year, a time period when your identity is dissolving. And while this is happening, people may not actually see you, literally. They you might be almost what I would call invisible to them. So while you're in this phase of your identity dissolving, it can actually feel very, very confusing. And what is happening, ultimately, is that you're going to rebirth yourself into a new identity. So, this is similar to how, an ocean or a storm may come in and reshape a piece of land into something different than what it used to be. And so your identity of who you are and who you think you are and who you've been and all that is changing at this time. Now, the money situation looks like you could have money come to you now via another person. So if you have a spouse, a very close friend, a business partner, somebody who, it looks like it's a female, but somehow she is probably likely to bring you money or to loan you money or something in that way, or to gift you money. And so I would look for that. And
this requires a lot of trust and faith, and I hate to say it that way, but, you know, if you go into fear, you'll push money away. So mm-hmm. on my website, there is, under the 8 Keys classes, there is an emotional freedom and healing release for prosperity. It would probably be very, very helpful for you to do that release. It will help release the fears out of your body so that you can bring prosperity to you.
And what's the website again?
It's a Polaris Business Guides or AskMadeline.com. It'll take you to PolarisBusinessGuides.com.
Well, I see,
So try that and see. And I realize I'm out of my time, so I hope that is helpful to you.
Well, listen, Madeline, thank you, and God bless you. Like I said, I'm just, I've been going through these unwanted changes, so appreciate all you do, and hopefully I'll get to where I need to be in this life, and God bless you. And,
you will. Hold the faith. Now, each week I give a prosperity tip, and this week your tip is this. What's the energy behind your decisions? In order to build wealth in a business or in any situation, your decisions and choices are best made from a feeling of joy or excitement. Decisions made with positive energy continue to build wealth over the time that the decision impacts the company or you. And when we make our choices out of fear, anxiety, stress, anger, or frustration, then that energy remains with the choice and pushes away some of the success we would have had. Now, join me again next Friday, May 25th, when I'll encore an interview with Steve Behrman, a.k.a. Swami Beyond Ananda, in the show From Darwin to We All Win. Lastly, just a reminder to visit my site at AskMadeline.com. That's AskMadeline.com. And remember to order your Good Timing Guides and newsletters so you can work in harmony with the universe. And you can also call us toll-free at 877-524-8300. This is Madeline Gerwick bringing you Cosmic Connections with Madeline. And until next time, I'm wishing you good timing for success and the joy to create prosperity.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat! How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the Internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great, we should spread the word.
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.